Joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. What are these mornings? It won't be very long. You're gonna look for me and I'm going home. I'm going to glory, to where I'm gonna shout and sing. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy, down in my soul. I said joy, joy, God's great joy. Joy, joy, down in my soul. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Silent night, holy night. Oh, it's come, and oh, it's bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in the heavenly peace, sleep in the heavenly peace. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining till he appear. And the soul felt this word, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels. voice says, Almighty, divine, Almighty, when Christ was born, Almighty, divine. Oh, my divine, oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever puny till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Hallelujah. Oh, hear the angel's voice. All night divine. Oh, when Christ was born, oh night, hallelujah. Oh, night divine, hallelujah, when Christ was born. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship thee, oh, my soul, rejoice, joy, my King, in what you hear, oh Lord, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. Just say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice, oh, to worship thee, oh, my rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, hallelujah, we exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt you, Lord, we exalt thee. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank you, Lord, and we come to you this morning as humbly as we know how. And first and foremost, we give all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise and everything we have to our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Christ. Lord, I thank you for giving a vision to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, our founders, Lord. They heard your call, Lord, and they acted on your vision, Lord, for this master's call for 10 years now. Oh, we thank you so much. Add a special blessing to Dr. PK. Keep her strong, keep her healthy, keep her safe. Add another special blessing to Dr. Vanessa. Keep her strong, keep her safe. Keep them both healthy, wealthy, and wise, Lord, as they continue to press forward with your vision for this master's call. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, bless each and every member of the Artist Life family. We support them. We believe in the products. They help us stay healthy. It is just a blessing to be part of such a phenomenal group. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Bless the DSD Leon family, Lord. And Lord, bless each and every member of our leadership team, all their families, all their friends, their extended families. Bless their homes, Lord. We're crying out to you on this day, every day. Every day we are on this master's call, Lord, 5 days a week, Lord, honoring you early in the morning, first fruit. And Lord, bless our TNC family and friends, Lord, that join us. There may be someone on this call, for whatever reason, they weren't able to introduce themselves, but they're on the call and they're listening all across the United States and, dare I say, even around the world. So bless each and every one of them, every spoken and unspoken prayer, every request, and just every need. Lord, we know that you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are our Prince of Peace. You are our hope for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You don't change. We change, but you never change. You are as ever powerful as you always have been. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere. You're omniscient. You're all-seeing. You're all-knowing. Nothing catches you by surprise. No, not even COVID. Nothing catches you by surprise, Lord, and we just thank you. We thank you with everything we have, and we exalt you, Lord. We exalt thee. We ask that this prayer be received by our Lord. Oh, hearken your ear unto us, Lord. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my dear.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much for greeting our guests and our family members this morning and for praying us through this morning with your powerful prayer. So thankful to God for you and for being a part of the leadership team. Thank you, Minister Roslyn. Yes, God's great joy, joy down in our soul, no matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. We have God's great joy. So thank you for ushering us in with the songs this morning, with the songs and, oh, silent night, oh, holy night, just everything. We just thank God for you. Well, good morning. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. So good to be back down here in some fairly warm weather because I was freezing up in New Jersey, although I am from Chicago. And so I, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And before I go any further, I just want to thank my TMC family for lifting my family up in prayer with regard to COVID-19 and my brother-in-law, Fred Peterson. And we know God still works. Hallelujah. So continue, please, to keep him in prayer. The doctors said that they did all they could do, but a new doctor stepped in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So thank you so much. Well, this call, the Master's Call, was founded 10 years ago, October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that it can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there and find all the messages that have been archived, as well as the full bio of all of our speakers. This year, and we have held on to this theme that the Lord blesses Dr. Vanessa with, and the theme for this year is, in 2020, the supernatural eyes of faith. Lord knows we've had to have some faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Praise God for that theme, and I'm looking forward to what God gives her for 2021. Now, family, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as you heard Minister Ruth so beautifully do, as a host, as I am doing now, or perhaps you are a psalmist, God bless you with the gift of the ability to sing, or if you have a word that you want to share that God has been placing on your heart, you know what? Just because we're at the end of the year doesn't mean it's too late to join our team. Minister Ruth joined our team a couple of months ago. It's not too late. So if that is you, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our wonderful prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. And that's also where you can go to leave your prayer requests or praise reports. Now, you know we have live, we take your prayer requests and prayer and praise reports live on Fridays. But any other time, 24/7, go to info@themasterscall.net and know we are praying with you and for you. Now, this company, Artists International, which was established by the Dace DeLeo family over 30 years ago, is now Artist Life. And there are products and there's an opportunity. They're awaiting you. Just get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to share the products and the opportunity. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that's held every Monday through Friday. And the number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And this is where you can go to get vital information on the benefits of the artist products. Today is Presidential Tuesday. Also, we have a bypass number, and if that you can use that number if you have difficulty getting on this call and if you have to pay. So the bypass number will enable you to access the call without being charged. And that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Well, so much for our announcements for right now. We're going to get on with the introduction of our speaker because I don't want to take up any of her time. And our speaker for this morning is none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. Minister Cynthia is in an advocacy position, and she is sings in the gospel choir at the AME Zion Church on the Hill. She is the floor captain on the Concourse Village, and she holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is also a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. So you know what? She's a little bitty. She's a short sister. She's small in stature, but she can lock you up. Don't be fooled. Okay, so now it is without further ado, that I will introduce to you, who I affectionately call my directional sister, because she's not from just any place in New York. She's from the Bronx, New York. I love her dearly. She is genuine. She is one who will tell you like it is from her heart, and we just adore her for her truthfulness and her faithfulness. My friend, Minister Cynthia Cox, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Minister Willa Peterson. I so appreciate you and that introduction. I'm trying to find out who you're talking about. Thank you so much. I am so grateful this morning to be on this call. I can't thank you enough for all that you do, and how's the baby doing, and all that, our new baby. We so appreciate you so much. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. I am so glad to be a part of this artist TMC call this morning. I thank God for our founders and what they have put together. I can't thank them enough. Thank you, Minister Rosalyn Peterson, for praise and worship. We exhort him this morning. We thank you so much for ushering us in this morning. We appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Ruth, our new founder, new partner. We thank you for greeting him and that powerful, powerful prayer. We so appreciate you this morning. But I just want to come a few minutes. I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want to come and thank you. Thank God for this day. I can't do it with a smile. You got to keep the faith. We honor our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherson, for embracing the journey that we are on this master's call. I'm truly thankful and grateful, you know, because Lord have mercy, I did not know. But God knew, and that's why you have to say keep the faith and move forward. Thank you. Thank you, my powerful, the powerful, most powerful ones I've known, and they give me strength to move forward in this time right now. Because right now we are in, like I said, God, it was no surprise to God, but we are in a trying time. But we have to, you know, say keep the faith and keep moving. Let us pray. Dear Lord, when amazing things happened to help us to remember and to give you the glory first and foremost, before we open our mouths and tell the story, help us, Lord, to value what you have shared with us here. And thank God before we say anything. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. This morning, thank you for the Advent season also. And this morning, I'm coming in a few minutes. I had unchanged my sermon this morning about three times. Because what happens to you in a day can change some things. So I'm coming to you this morning growing in faith. Hallelujah. Growing in faith this morning. We must take it serious. We have to grow in faith because, you know what, God, he's sitting there watching us, and this new virus, now they got a new one coming out. Oh, my God. But it's all we have to do is continue to be safe and wear your mask and do what the professional tell us to do, and we will be here. I'll read now in Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for, certainly what we do not see. Amen? Amen. So I have to tell you, I have to keep going no matter what. Things coming at you, but you have to keep moving because Satan, he just don't stop. He always got another ram in the bush. When you're walking in the righteous and always trying to trip you up no matter what. Like you said, I'm a little lady, but I'm well put together. But I thank God for the faith, for going in faith. I thank him every day. So when I came to this subject this morning, growing in faith was, it's like most spiritual minds, people, we are probably knows in time when our faith is solid, and real. And other times when we feel very shady and suspicious, perhaps we notice that while others appear to be making great strides in their faith, we seem to be stuck. We're stuck. Hallelujah. When does the Bible say it about growing in faith? What almost the 500 mention of faith plus 100 other references to trust, rely on God? The Bible is also about faith. It's about many means God used to spark and grow authentic faith in our hearts. Here are four of them. First, grace. Grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 say that salvation comes in us by grace. Through faith in us, in other words, the Lord graciously initiates spiritual life and growth. He is the source of the pioneer and perfection of faith. Hebrews 12:12-2 say, if we want to grow in faith, we should have to go. I have to say I have grace. I thank God this morning. And we're going to build relationships. Relationships, I always say, keep the faith. Build relationships. Once we write a letter to a Christian, he never met the Apostle Paul, expressing his hope that we might be able to one day be with them in person. Why? So that you and I be mature and encouraged by each other's faith. Romans 1:12 say, it is fact that we believers that are serious about living in faith spend time together. They rub off on each other and grow in good ways. And dispel others to deepen their faith. Hebrews 10:24, just like we hear on this call, we're growing by faith. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wilson and Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts teachers share with us a thing that we have to walk by faith, not by sight. We see that things are just turning upside down, but if we keep the faith, if we just love one another, some people you can love, some people you have to love at a distance, but you keep the faith and you expect a miracle. The third one is opportunity. And to trust and serve. That's what I love. I trust and I serve anyone I come in contact with. Life is full of difficult circumstances. Instead of despairing, however, we can be joyful. Touchy times in James 1:2. However, by turning to God and watching him bring good out of bad. Suppose a trial happens to a friend. That is a chance to step forward. As we suppose, as hurting friends, we trust that God's love will flow through us. Yes, in short hardship, whether personal or affecting or something close to us, often the opportunity to see God work and see his faith grows in us. Yes, I the opportunity to serve. On this past week, I got a call. I'm into politics, and somehow I sit like after the running for the seat, I kind of like step back and, I said, Psalm 46 and 10, I trust that I have to be still, know that God is with me. So I just stepped back, and somehow they kept calling me and they had the wrong number. They finally got to me about the food, the giveaway here at the Yankees giveaway. And And, you know, I was like, my faith like was weakened. And I said, Lord, you know, somehow you keep calling me for this. So let me go and find to do what I have to do to make it work. And yesterday, I had some phone calls to do. God, I tell you. But I called my pastor, which is Reverend Sutton, and we was back and forth. Finally, I got the answer that I could put the food in the church. Because right now, the Bronx, as they say, is 20% unemployed. Whew. And that's a lot. And we need food here. And so, you know, this is something I do. I've been doing for like 12 years now. So, you know, I guess that's why I said, I have to grow in faith. Let me not let it go. I was like, I don't really, not going to do anything. But I said, God said, this is for you. This is what I assigned you to do. You must do it. So I said, Lord, let me make it work. And God, I told you, I'm so grateful for the Caldwell family. They all work with me to get that done. I thank God for that. So that's where, you know, you trust that you serve, and I serve the community. I'm just thanking God because I'm in the community. I was going to church in Manhattan, but right now I'm right smack in my community. So I thank God. So I'm serving. They grow in faith. They have to grow in faith to keep me moving forward because God said, I got you assigned to do so. You must do it, Ms. Cox. You have to do it. There's an honorable cause, as they say, but you must do it. So I thank God that I was able to keep it moving. So the word of God is, Paul famous says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is I heard through the word about Christ in Romans 10 and 17. The better we know the Bible, the better we know one that the author main thing that we are love one another. We have to stay focused on God because, you know, I there's so many things going on in this scramble, and I have to keep going by faith because I don't want to lose what I've already worked to get this for. I can't go. So I say grow by faith. And I looked at this as I read the reading my Bible, and Isaiah 40:31 said, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So I had to grow in faith. I couldn't give up no matter what. See, the assignment is coming after me. I can't stop right now because no matter what's going after me, I have to grow in faith. And Jesus said, I tell you that the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, be moved from here to there, and we will be make it. Nothing will be impossible for you and me. Amen? Nothing will be impossible. So as I grow in faith, I said, Romans 5:1 says, since we have seen the justice through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You have to grow in faith because hiccups and things will be after you, but you've got to grow in faith. I can't thank God enough. I can't thank him enough. So I have to say I grow in faith. If your faith is shaken and are small, ask God to help you. Is grow in trust. Pray great prayers of discipline. And in Luke 17:5, grow in faith. Don't give up. Things are happening. Yes, it is. We have the new virus. I tell my governor says, please, don't let the people come here. I said, oh, God, not again. But we have to grow in faith. We have to keep the faith. We have to stay focused. We have to be understanding. For God sees it all that. It's like there's no mistake. It's no surprise in God that we have another virus coming. But we have to go in faith. We have to follow the direction. We have to keep our masks on and stand our distance. We have to understand that there is no plan in this matter. Lord, some people went home, didn't have to go, but God, they didn't understand. I believe because we had a wonderful time for Thanksgiving, but God, we're paying for that now. Somebody's paying for it right now. So we have to grow in faith. Faith is being to see what we see and hope for, and certainly what we do not see. Grow in faith. That's Hebrews 11:1. Grow in faith this morning. God is good. Please grow in faith.
God is good. All the time he's good. Back to you, Minister Willow.
Well, praise the Lord, Minister Cynthia. Thank you for that excellent message, growing in faith. And I will call you back after our prayer. We go over a prayer request and the announcements so you can give us the benediction. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, our awesome God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We worship you, we adore you, we glorify your most holy name. Father, I am in agreement with Minister Cynthia because you told us in your word, for surely I say to you that you can speak to the mountains and be thou removed and they're cast into the sea. And if you believe in all your heart, believe and not doubt, then those things that you ask will be done unto you. So, Father, we thank you that you have given us the authority to speak to those mountains. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the authority to trample Satan under our feet. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the authority to claim what you said in your word, that whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth, and whatever is loosed in heaven is loosed on earth. So, Father, we do some binding and some loosing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, and then we walk by faith and not by sight. And we declare that those things that we put before you, we declare Isaiah 55:11, and so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper and sing to where we sent it. So, Father, we send the word over all of our prayer requests. Oh, God, we lift up Dr. PK. We lift up Dr. Vanessa. We lift up Mother Josie. Oh, God, we just thank you that your word is true. We thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, so we lift up Dan and Ivy, oh, God, with COVID-19. We lift up Mother Eleanor and her daughters. We lift up my brother-in-law, Fred Peterson. God, we lift up each and every person, because everybody on this call knows of someone who has been afflicted with COVID-19. We lift up Minister Robin, who was, oh, God, you healed her body, and you are no respecter of persons, Lord. So we will not be bound by what Satan tries to make us think. But, Father, we loose your power. We loose your word. We loose, oh, God, healing over each and every one of the bodies. Father, we lift up Sir John. We lift up Prophet Kai in the name of Jesus. Marisha, Leslie, Marcel, Mr. Arrington, Lisa, Tree. Because of blood pressure. Lord, we lift them up. God, everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus. We lift up Andrew Porter. We lift up Jerry and Roderick Worthy and Jackie Henderson and Bart and Tina and Tessa and Jonathan Colbert and my dear little grandbaby, baby Hollis. Lord, we lift them up. Nothing is too hard for you. You told us to call those things that be not as though they were. You told us, oh God, to speak to the situation. Lord, so we do that. We decree and declare, Lord, that those things that we ask for, Lord, knowing that you are a sovereign God, but knowing, oh God, that you also told us to say what we want, to speak it, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and then we lift up the families who have experienced transitions, oh God, whether it be due to COVID-19, whether it be done to other measures, Lord, but we do know that there is a void in the hearts, oh God. So right now we ask that you give peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask that you comfort in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the family of Mother Hazel Mosley, the family of Esther Williams. Lord, we lift up the D. Lee family, Martha Marie Preston's family on the homegoing of her mother, Pearlie Mae. Lord, we lift up the family of Tabitha Ross, Linda Kidd's family, D. Lee's family, Ashley Young's family, Father, and so many other families. Oh, God, we continue to lift up Minister Wanda's family in the name of Jesus. God, we cry out to you, Lord, and ask that during this time, Lord, and there's so many names, I know I haven't called them all, but, Father, you know who they are. God, that you give them a heart of peace that surpasses all understanding. God, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for this opportunity for us all to get together, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for touching Mother Blackwell and her daughters, oh, God. And, God, we stretch out on you during this time, Lord, knowing that there is power in your blood, knowing that there's power in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and call it done. In your precious name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, you want to go back and hear the powerful message that we heard this morning. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the 10 code is 957677 pound. Again, the New Morning Motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294617 pound. Again, thank you, Minister Rosslyn, for ushering us in song and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for opening us with the prayer and also for greeting each and every family member. Family, thank you for joining us this morning. Our prayers go with you throughout the day. And as our sisters have always said, wear your mask. And again, thank you, my dear Honorable Minister Cox, for the powerful message that you brought. Will you please come and give us the benediction? Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Sorry about that. Thank you so much, Minister Willard, for your awesome introduction and your powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Rosler, for ushering us in, and thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting everybody. Let me say, Jesus said, I tell you that the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.